In the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that we must always eat lawful things. But these days, animals are being fed with unlawful things, i.e. blood and other things which they are not supposed to be fed.
Do you eat chicken raised in your own farms, for instance, or not? Chicken raised in your own home?
Yes.
Or places where you know they do not feed chicken with anything haram. Do you eat the meat of that chicken? Or no?
We don't know what they are fed on.
You know that they are not fed on haram things. This much you know.
Yes.
And then that, so you eat that meat,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
And you know that they themselves feed themselves on haram. When they eat the filth, the dung, you know, all the worms and things. What do they do? Do they eat halal meat?
Well,
would you permit yourself to eat worms and dung and things, considering that to be halal?
No.
So why do you eat the meat of that? But why must you remain confined to the domain of animal kingdom? Why not turn your gaze to the vegetative kingdom? Why not consider on what the plants of wheat are fed, and the flowers are fed, and the fruits, plants of fruits are fed? Sheer filth, you know. The filthier the things are, the better for them. And how this filth is completely transformed into something so wonderful that the Holy Quran praises it, presents it as something, you know, which is so beautiful, the very nectar of the best things of life. So why don't you object against that?
Well, I'm objecting.
Because that which enters on the one end is not accepted without change by the alimentary system or digestive system, be it of plants or of animals. What goes through the digestive system goes through with complete chemical breakdown and its rearrangement. So anything which is rearranged is reborn. And there is nothing haram in that. Right?